Hello, Day 7 of Night Stream of Consciousness. I'd like to say a very big thank you if you've been listening so far. I am not sure what this is supposed to be doing for you, because this is all about me doing an exercise that I was mandated to do by my coach. And if I don't do it, there is a penalty for it. I have a challenge of being consistent with anything. I don't know how I started it, and I don't know whether it has become a self-fulfilling prophecy that when I have an idea, no matter how super it is, if I don't execute it in a certain amount of time, the likelihood is that it is going to be dead on arrival, meaning it won't see the light of day. So I've got notebooks, I've got flowchart sheets of ideas and ideas and ideas, but very few see the light of day. I noticed just, was it 2 weeks ago? Almost. I was having a conversation with someone, an older friend, and then for some reason, which I seldom do, I got on my phone. Actually, to defend myself, I was checking a word that had come up in the conversation, and I wanted to be sure I was using it the right way. And then he says, "How come you're on your phone? Does that mean what I'm saying doesn't make sense? Because that means you're distracted or you're not interested." And he jokingly said, "Maybe I have a case of ADHD, which means my attention span is very short." I wasn't offended in any way, because I know that by training, I make it a point not to be on my phone. When I'm with people, I avoid doing that because it's just rude, and I don't like it when people do it. But what he said got me thinking that there's so many things I have started and didn't complete. So many. For example, secret I'm sharing with you. I have a podcast series that I recorded last year, September. Yes, September, because it was around my birthday. And it was a deadline I gave myself. You know, I think even then I realized that if I don't do something back to back and do it quickly, I will not get it completed. So I gave myself maybe just 3 days or 5 days to finish 3 podcast series, different topics, and do at least 7 episodes in each. And I did finish it. I finished it. But guess what? I haven't posted or released it yet. So that's just one of the challenges that hit me. So doing this audios every morning, it's a training for me to see things through, for me to stay in the game for long enough, for me to follow through to the end. So this recording is really about me. But if you've been listening so far, I'm grateful, and I hope you are learning. I don't know if I'll ever go back to listen to each and every one of them. I don't know, because they are going to end up being 90. But I hope that as I'm sharing my growth, my weaknesses, you're learning and growing as well. I know that by thinking out loud, I will be able to crystallize some of the things I want to do or have done, or give myself a pat on the back for improvements I have made in life, because that's also important. We have to blow our own trumpet, because no one's going to do it for us. I have to be able to acknowledge where I've grown and I've done awesome stuff. But this area of consistency, oh my goodness, even me, I know that you just abandon ship too often. But if I have a project that is like 6 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, and it's back to back, you're hitting the ground running every morning, it can end up being insane and crazy, but adrenaline rush and get it done. Even though I would have said naturally, I'm not a person that likes to be under pressure, but maybe I like being under pressure for things I love to do. But if it's some kind of crazy company projects that I don't love, maybe then it will be a challenge. But I have seen myself do things that were intense in very short burst of time, and I got it done. But when I give myself these open-ended deadlines, not so much. So thank you. So I suppose that's what today's podcast is about. Thanking you for sticking with me till day 7 or 9 now. I don't remember. Thank you, day 7 or 9 of 90.